This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact. And it is 1 week from today that we begin the campaign in earnest with the caucuses in Iowa. Right now, the conventional wisdom says that Trump is almost a sure winner in Iowa and was way ahead in the polls, with a contest for second place between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. We'll see how that works out. Meanwhile, something that's worked out very well, and I'm very pleased to announce, is today is our first day on KTLR AM 890 and 103.7 FM. It's on both live, brand new, in Oklahoma City from 2 to 5 p.m. every afternoon. That's live for us in this broadcast all across the country. But very, very grateful to Mike Miller, who is the general manager of KTLR, who has included us in his lineup. And we're very eager to talk to folks when they want to call in from Oklahoma City or anywhere else, 1-800-955-1776. Meanwhile, there is one issue that came up that is just so cuckoo bananas. It's remarkable. But look, remember, we've talked about conspiracy theories on the show before. And usually, if somebody believes in one conspiracy theory, let's say that we didn't really land on the moon, that that was a fake, that that was set up in a Hollywood studio, or if you believe in any of the assassination conspiracies, or you believe that September 11th was a conspiracy and was an inside job, the chances are you believe in other conspiracies too, because it reflects not a sorting through evidence, but a frame of mind. There is a conspiratorial personality. And now, in the middle of the campaign, there is a spreading message in social media that says that one of the major candidates, who does pretty well in the polls, is not eligible to serve as president. No. I'm not talking now about the idea of Trump being an insurrectionist and that making him ineligible to serve as president based upon Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. That's a more complicated legal issue that will ultimately be decided by the Supreme Court of the United States, and I hope they decide it in a hurry. This is about Nikki Haley. And what it says is Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is ineligible to be president because her parents were not U.S. citizens at the time of her birth. And there is a post that appeared on X, formerly Twitter, that has already received 7,000 likes and shares. The post says Nikki Haley is constitutionally ineligible to be president or vice president. Well, this is very important because, of course, there's been more and more talk. I think it's foolish talk, frankly, but it's there about President Trump selecting Nikki Haley as his running mate, which he could do because she is very much eligible to be president. Why? Because she was born in Bamberg, South Carolina, and there was no question of secession or being born in the Confederate States of America rather than the United States of America. She was born in the United States. She's not that old. She, despite the fact that, remember, Don Lemon lost his job for suggesting that Nikki Haley, who's 51 years old, was actually past her prime, which was not greeted well among female listeners at CNN. In any event, Nikki Haley is constitutionally eligible to be president or vice president. The post links to an article that argues that Haley is ineligible because both her parents were not yet U.S. citizens when she was born. The false reports about her autobiography, well, what it says in the autobiography, this is not false, it's true, is both of her parents were born in the Punjab region of India. And Punjab region, a lot of the people there are Sikhs, as were Nikki Haley's parents. She herself converted to Christianity as she was, I believe, in college at Clemson. In any event, Haley wrote that both her parents were born in the Punjab region of India. When Haley was governor in 2015, she said that her father, Ajit Randhawa, became a U.S. citizen in 1978, 6 years after Haley was born, while her mother, Raj Randhawa, was naturalized in 2003. Okay, the thing is, that 14th Amendment that we've had a lot of conversation about recently, because of the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, it's right there in the text. And it is also right there in the text that anyone born in the United States is a citizen of the United States. We have birthright citizenship. I know that's not popular at the moment. There are a lot of people who want to either eliminate altogether birthright citizenship or at least trim it back by saying that you have to be in the United States legally, your parents do, otherwise your birth doesn't count in granting you American citizenship. I don't think any of those changes are going to work. I think we have a long tradition that people who are born in the United States are Americans, what is called in the Constitution, natural-born citizens, and they get to run for president. What's bizarre about this is that when there was an attempt to disqualify Obama as president with the claim that he was born in Kenya, which had no evidence on its behalf at all, what was most foolish about that whole thing was that the way that this has worked out in the law is that because Obama's mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, and yes, her name was Stanley, was born in Wichita, Kansas, she was an American citizen, and she was in Hawaii, which is where Obama was born, so it's not only for him the fact that he was born in Hawaii after it had joined the Union, after it had become a state in the United States. It was also that his mother was a U.S. citizen, so now they're trying to make this an issue regarding Nikki Haley. Surely won't work. At this point, there is now a real debate about, are we going to, if this does come down, as most people assume that it will, to another Biden-Trump race, does that mean that 2024 will be all about the 2020 election results? A lot of people talking about the 2020 election results and talking about that riot in the Capitol building. Was it an insurrection, really? We will talk about that and more about the shaping up of this race, the arguments on all sides. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
Entertain your brain every day on The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The debates that has sort of floated its way into the campaign controversies of 2024, still getting used to saying 2024, one of the debates has to do with what actually happened, obviously, on January 6th. And not only is President Trump going to be standing trial at some point this year, and almost surely before the election, the trial about his role in January 6th and the role of the people who actually stormed the Capitol building. There's a lot of different attitudes toward that. And obviously, according to polls, and there was this one poll that came out from the University of Maryland Washington Post that showed that 34% of self-identified Republicans thought the FBI was actually responsible for the January 6th riots. And there are other polls, which we'll get to before the end of the show, I promise, that actually show that the overwhelming majority of Americans don't believe that. It's 34% of Republicans, of people in general, who believe the FBI was responsible for January 6th. It's 25%. And, of course, what that means, you have 75% who don't hold that to be true at all. But there's a more fundamental disagreement, because President Trump has never retreated on the idea that the people, including the people who were carrying Confederate flags, including the people who smeared feces in various places and trashed various places in the Capitol building, including smashing the windows and attacking police officers, he's insisted that they were peaceful and patriotic. He had asked people to march up to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. Did what happened in the Capitol, did that turn out to be peaceful and patriotic? Mike Pence, who was right there and actually heard the chants of "Hang Mike Pence, Hang Mike Pence," and he was speaking recently about the alleged FBI involvement on January 6th. And here's what he said talking about that. This is the former Vice President of the United States speaking with Jake Tapper of CNN. Listen, clip 21.
You want to just, like, take this opportunity to clear up this lie that the FBI was leading the charge on January 6th? It's obviously not true. I'm sure you know it's not true. Do you want to make that clear to the voters?
You know, I've seen the director of the FBI repeatedly assure the American people that the FBI were not the instigators of the riot that occurred on January 6th. And frankly, I'm very grateful for the efforts of the FBI to bring nearly 1,000 people to justice who ransacked our Capitol and did violence against police officers that day. But you're right. We've been assured again and again that it was not the case. And I just must tell you, having been there that day, I mean, to see people literally breaking windows, ransacking the Capitol, it just infuriated me. I remember thinking, you know, not this, not here, not at the United States Capitol. And I believe everyone that conducted that that riot at the Capitol needs to be held to the fullest extent of the law. I'm pleased that many have. I've never been given any information. I've heard the many repeated assurances from the FBI that they were not involved, and I take them at their word.
Okay, that's Mike Pence. And the idea of the FBI staging the whole thing, the two questions that it seems to me are just unanswerable for people who actually believe that or even have the suspicion that that might be the case. The one question is, why would it be that you'd have 1,240 people who have been charged with various crimes and, yes, misdemeanors, both, regarding the attack on the Capitol building, regarding the riots, and I think it's right to refer to them as riots rather than an insurrection. But more than 1,230 people have been charged with federal crimes in the riot, ranging from misdemeanor offenses like trespassing to felonies like assaulting police officers and seditious conspiracy. Roughly 730 people have pleaded guilty to charges. while 170 have been convicted of at least one charge. Only two defendants out of 1,230 have been acquitted of the charges against them. And those were trials decided by a single judge rather than a jury. Okay, what possible reason would there be for some of these people who were charged, like Ray Epps, for instance, to not speak out and say, well, wait a minute, I was working for the FBI. I was doing what I was supposed to do. And there's another aspect to this, which is there's a piece in the Associated Press says a big January 6th mystery remains hundreds of convictions later. And what is that big conviction? The big mystery surrounding the riot is the identity of the person who placed two pipe bombs, right? Yes, that's pipe bombs, outside the offices of both the Republican and Democratic National Committees the day before the Capitol attack. Last year, authorities increased the reward to up to $500,000 for information leading to the person's arrest. It remains unclear whether there was a connection between the pipe bombs and the riot. Investigators have spent thousands of hours over the last 3 years doing interviews and combing through evidence and tips from the public, said David Sundberg, assistant director in charge of the FBI Washington field office. We urge anyone who may have previously hesitated to come forward. The explosive devices were placed outside the two buildings between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. in the evening, January 5th, the day before the riots, the night before the riots. But officers didn't find those pipe bombs until the next day. Authorities were called on to the Republican National Committee's office around 12:45 p.m. January 6th, shortly after a call came in for a similar explosive device found at the Democratic National Committee headquarters. The bombs were rendered safe and no one was hurt. Video released by the FBI shows a person in a gray hooded sweatshirt, a face mask and gloves, appearing to place one of the explosives under a bench outside the DNC, and separately shows the same person walking in an alley near the RNC before the bomb was placed there. The person wore black and light gray Nike Air Max Speed Tourist sneakers with a yellow logo. That'll solve it. We'll be right back on the MedMen Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a very revealing poll that was taken in the days leading up to the third anniversary of the January 6th riots in the Capitol. And the poll was conducted between the 3rd and the 5th of January among 2,157 adults in the U.S., and it has a margin of error of 2.8 percentage points. And they asked people, when you look back at the riots of January 6th, do you approve or disapprove, or disapprove strongly of what the rioters did? And what's startling about that is that in January of 2021, right after the riot occurred, there were already 21% of Republicans who approved of the rioters' actions. Now it's 30% of Republicans who are approving. Okay, yes, it's shocking that it is that many people who approve of what happened on that day, but what is not shocking and is kind of reassuring is that means there's 70% of Republicans who did not approve. And 3 years ago, 28% disapproved somewhat, and 51% disapproved strongly. The number of people who disapproved strongly has gone down from 51% of Republicans to 32%. Additionally, there were 70% of people who responded to this poll who said that they felt democracy was threatened by the riots in D.C. So, you don't have people generally who are sharing the Donald Trump habit of expressing sympathy for and support for the rioters, what he calls the J6 hostages. In fact, he said this just in the last couple of days, coming up to the anniversary of January 6th. This is President Trump describing the people who were very loyal supporters of his, for the most part, unless you believe they were all Antifa people who were masquerading as strong Trump supporters and creating a whole false background for themselves. Because, again, there are 1,230 people who have been prosecuted and where the cases, in most cases, have been adjudicated. Here is President Trump, clip 5.
By the way, I think J6 had an equal amount of people. It's the biggest crowd I believe I ever spoke to. You never hear about that, do you? You have the hostages, the J6 hostages, I call them. Nobody's been treated ever in history so badly as those people.
Okay. We had slavery in this country for how many hundreds of years? I mean, really, it was for 350 years, if you want to go back to 1619. Close to. And we had something called the Holocaust. Nobody has ever been treated ever in history so badly as those people, the J6 hostages. And then there's Elise Stefanik, who also insists on using the term J6 hostages. She was on Meet the Press and made that designation. Can someone explain to me why it makes sense to talk about people who have been arrested for violent criminal activity and destructive criminal activity and have either confessed and made some kind of plea bargain or have gone to trial and in almost every case been found guilty? Why does it make sense to describe them as hostages? This is Elise Stefanik, a congresswoman from New York State, who speaking on Meet the Press, clip 11.
Do you still think it was a tragic day? Do you think that the people who stormed the Capitol should be held responsible to the full extent of the law?
I have concerns about the treatment of January 6 hostages. I have concerns. We have a role in Congress of oversight over our treatments of prisoners, and I believe that we're seeing the weaponization of the federal government against not just President Trump, but we're seeing it against conservatives, we're seeing it against Catholics, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so proud to serve on the Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Government, because the American people want answers. They want transparency, and they understand that as you look across this country, there seems to be two sets of rules. If your last name is Clinton or it's Biden, you get to live by a different set of rules than if you're an everyday patriotic American. I've been clear, Kristen, if you go back and play the full speech I gave on the House floor, I condemn the violence, just like I condemn the violence of the BLM riots, but I also importantly stood for election integrity and security of our elections.
Okay, Liz Cheney has spoken out about referring to the January 6th rioters as hostages. You can imagine her reaction. Well, you don't have to imagine it. You'll hear it. Clip 20.
The quote was, "I have concerns about the treatment of the January 6th hostages." Hostages is a very specific word, and there are well over 1,200 people in the U.S. legal system going through legal proceedings right now for their role in the attack that day. That word she used is exactly the word that Donald Trump uses.
And that's why she's using it. And it's outrageous and it's disgusting. And if you go and you look at what individuals have been convicted for who are incarcerated, you'll find, extensively, these are people who were involved in violence against police officers, in the assault on the Capitol. And it is really, it's disgraceful for Donald Trump to be saying what he's saying, and then for those who are attempting to enable him or attempting to further their own political careers to repeat it. It's a disgrace, and you cannot say that you are a member of a party that believes in the rule of law, you can't say that you're pro-law enforcement if you then go out and you say these people are, quote, hostages. It's disgraceful.
And this news item from Associated Press, Dateline Fort Lauderdale, the FBI arrested three Florida residents on Saturday, the third anniversary of their alleged attack on Capitol police officers during the January 6th insurrection. Jonathan D. Pollack, 24, his sister Olivia M. Pollack, 33, and Joseph D. Hutchinson, 27, were arrested at a ranch in Groveland, Florida, and they will be arraigned on Monday, that's today. That's what the FBI said in a statement. Groveland is about 30 miles west of Orlando. They had been indicted in April of 2021, just a couple of months after the riots. Jonathan Pollack had gone into hiding shortly after the attack. His sister, Hutchinson, had been arrested in June 2021 and released on bond, but fled shortly before they were set to go on trial in Washington, D.C. According to a 53-page indictment, Jonathan Pollack and Hutchinson are on video recordings repeatedly punching officers during the riots. Pollack is also alleged to have grabbed riot shields from officers, and he and Hutchinson are accused of using the edge of one to strike an officer in the neck and the face. Olivia Pollack is charged with punching and elbowing an officer and trying to grab officers' batons. And so it continues. Hostages treated worse than anybody in all of history. We will be right back. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
Michael Medved.
You are such a riot.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, talking about these three latest participants in the riots of January 6, 2021. Olivia Pollack is one of them, and she and her brother and their friend were all charged with assaulting officers, violent entry into the Capitol, and other felonies. Court records do not list any attorneys for the three. Well, that's because they were hiding out and avoiding arrest until this weekend. And this is kind of surprising. The Associated Press apparently called and left a phone message for at Rapture Guns and Knives. It's the name of a store. Rapture Guns and Knives, the Lakeland store owned by the Pollack family, and where Hutchinson, the other arrestee, once worked. In June of 2021, just a couple of weeks after the riots, the Pollack's brother, Gabriel, who also worked at Rapture Guns and Knives, defended his siblings and Hutchinson in an interview with The Ledger, Lakeland's newspaper. "I do feel like it is a political move that's being perpetrated, which is sad," Gabriel Pollack told the paper. "It's not how the country should be run. With everything going on in the country, I think people are pretty fed up with the way the country is being taken away from the people." And yet, the differences in the country and the difficulty in trying to determine what exactly the people of this country believe or want is shown in this brand new and stunning new poll. This is from CBS News and YouGov, a generally considered a fairly credible pollster. But it asks people and breaks them down between Democrats and Republicans on the issue, which is very much an issue of the day, it's going to be heard by the Supreme Court of the United States, whether or not President Trump should find his name banned from the ballot generally, not just in Colorado or in Maine, but all across the country. And not surprisingly, 90% of Republicans believe the states should keep Trump's name on the ballot. But among Democrats, 81% believe states should disqualify former President Trump from the presidential ballots, according to this poll. Independents are more closely split, and this is what is fascinating and why this is a very tricky issue to play politically. Because, sure, virtually all Republicans, 90%, think Trump's name should be taken away from the ballot because that's one way of making sure he won't win. And 81% of Democrats believe the name should be taken away, and 90%, virtually all Republicans, believe it should be there. Among independents, 44% believe states should remove his name from the ballots, while 56% believe states should allow Trump's name to remain on ballots. All surprising. And Shenna Bellows, who's the Democrat Secretary of State in Maine, who wrote a 34-page opinion about why she was taking Trump's name off the primary ballots, she wrote, "The events of January 6, 2021 were unprecedented and tragic. They were an attack not only upon the Capitol and government officials, but also an attack on the rule of law. The evidence here demonstrates that they occurred at the behest of and with the knowledge and support of the outgoing president. The U.S. Constitution does not tolerate an assault on the foundations of our government, and Maine law requires me to act in response." Meanwhile, Trump's appearance on the ballot is facing new lawsuits in at least 13 states, including crucial states for Trump, like Texas, Nevada, and Wisconsin. I find it hard to believe under any circumstances that the state of Texas, which Trump carried twice and carried in not particularly close contests, he won decisively in Texas both times in 2016 and 2020. I find it hard to believe that they're going to take his name off the ballot in America's second most populous state. Meanwhile, there is a collage, which it's basically a collage to try to get people to think about the reality of what we're about to enter into, which is an election season in an election year and a fateful election where we're going to be listening to two old guys who aren't tremendously aspiring and or inspiring. And this is a supercut put together on Joe Scarborough show, contrasting and showing the flavor of what we're going to get with a Trump-Biden debate. And that is, even if both Trump and Biden say we don't want to debate, and I think, by the way, it's possible they'll both try to duck out of the debate, here is the two doddering duopoly of Trump and Biden.
"For the first time in our history, insurrections have come to stop the peaceful transfer of power in America.
Millions of people are storming the United States. When you talk about insurrection, what they're doing, that's the real deal. That's the real deal, not patriotically and peacefully."
"Trump's mob wasn't a peaceful protest. It was a violent assault."
"Release the J6 hostages, Joe. Release them, Joe."
"Trump's assault on democracy isn't just part of his past. It's what he's promising for the future."
"Stay in those voting booths. You should stay there and watch it. If you see bags of crap coming into the voting areas, you got to stop it."
"The legal path just took Trump back to the truth, that I'd won the election and he was a loser."
"We're going to win for the third time, and I just don't want the results of the second."
"For me and Kamala, our campaign is about America. It's about you."
"First they say, sir, how do you do it? How do you wake up in the morning and put on your pants?"
"Look at the authoritarian leaders and dictators Trump says he admires.
President Xi of China, strong, smart, tough. Putin liked me. I got along with Kim Jong-un. Saddam Hussein. And I will say, they hung that sucker, and he spit right in their face. But, you know, tough guy."
President Trump seem to express more sympathy recently for Saddam Hussein, as you just heard, than for John McCain. Obviously, he had tremendously negative feelings towards Senator McCain, who many Americans, and I will admit I am one of them, miss. I think John McCain is a fascinating and very substantive element in the whole history of our politics. And here is President Trump referring, remember how he said once upon a time he prefers war heroes who don't get captured rather than people who suffer and have their arms broken and never fully healed. Yes, it's true. John McCain could not raise his arms all the way because of the suffering he had as a POW of the North Vietnamese. So here is President Trump's recent comments about John McCain and his opposition to repealing Obamacare. This is clip three.
Obamacare is a catastrophe. Nobody talks about it. You know, without John McCain, we would have had it done. But John McCain, for some reason, couldn't get his arm up that day. Remember? He goes that like that. That was the end of that.
He couldn't get his arm up. He actually put it thumbs down. And meanwhile, coming up on the Medved Show, we're going to be speaking to A.B. Stoddard. And she has written a major column that tries to put this upcoming election battle in deeper context. We'll also take a listen to what the Secretary of State seems to have in mind as he's traveling in the Middle East, at least trying to think about bringing peace to Gaza, which seems far-fetched, no? We will get to that and more, and a sweep of protesters and homeless people in Berserkly, that and more, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.